Yeah, well, let's just sign. I've made a presentation, but I'll open it on the smart board so we can all see it. So it's in the project documents because that's what we can find here. Well, prachtig. Very nice. Well, this is called the kickoff meeting. So I'm the project manager, so I have to fill it in. We'll have a nice agenda. We'll do the opening and then we'll meet each other. What we already do, so that's not very much trouble. I'll show you the tools we have here so that we can all use them. Then we'll look at the project plan from Real Reaction. We'll discuss about our first ideas about the project, and then we'll close the meeting, and then we can individually do our things, and then we'll get back here. So this is the opening. We have to design a new television remote control. You've heard that already, I think. So we want it to be original, so a nice new design, trendy. It's also for young people. We have to just make it modern and friendly, so size does matter. And well, I guess to have the right buttons in the right place, all those kind of things. Well, there happen to be three stages. We're going into the functional, conceptual, and detailed design. So every time we'll do some individual work, get meeting, talk about it, and then go into the next phase. That's just it. We have these two smart boards. Well, as I just showed, there's a project management folder, a project document folder on the desktop. It just works exactly the same as a computer. You just click on the folder and you open everything you put in it with your laptop. So you can make Word, Excel, everything. The rest also works the same, so when you open a notepad, you just get your things. You can draw. This is a drawing board. Okay. You have these different functions on the board. You can see them there. So you have a nice pen, and it works just like a ball pen. This is just that. I want to. Of course, it doesn't work anymore.
Maybe you should try to write on the big white one.
Yes,
that will work.
Eraser. Okay. It's
wonderful.
Fantastic. We can, you can save a file. So if we draw, we have to save everything. Don't throw anything away. Mm-hmm. Just we can start a new one, and we just go on, and don't throw anything away. Just let it all stand here. We can delete, but we don't do that. You can here select a pen. You can draw anything you want. It's a bit childish. You have to write. It's not as fast as you know it, but it does work sometimes. Well, it's just like a normal paint. So
it's gone. All right. Yeah.
Well, we are designers, so we have to have a more a smart board. So that's fantastic. Well, this speaks for itself. We're going to try it. So we all are going to draw a nice animal on this board. Not my idea.
Your favorite animal.
Yes, your favorite. So I'm going to have to draw a kangaroo, but I'm not going to. I'm just going to draw a nice beast, but I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh.
I hope
That was part of the
yeah.
assignment and not your
Hmm?
I hope it was part of the assignment and not your personal
I just
enjoyment.
said it's not my idea, but I am project manager and officially this is my idea.
I understand.
We're kinda losing time though. We're losing time.
Ah.
The
Start.
first meeting is just a bit loose,
loosen up. Bit meeting each other and I hope our industrial designer does this better because this is
Don't
still
count on it.
No. A few legs.
Do you have a guess?
Yes, guess.
A hippo.
Well, I should
Yes.
take it
I think it's a mouse or a rat.
I don't think so.
Oh. Oh, I know.
But what is it?
That's
I don't
a
know how to spell
hedgehog.
it.
Yeah.
Hedgehog.
You're difficult English word. I didn't knew it myself either.
Well, I'm amazed, about your drawing skills.
Our characteristics, sum it up. Well, it's very painful. Those kind of things. So we can just we're going back and now our initial design can draw its
I'm the
most
industrial
favorite
designer.
animal.
Thank you.
Chief, I'm the industrial designer.
Oh, what's marketing designer.
I think it's what it resembles the animal drawn by Dick Bruna.
It's nature.
90, what kind of animal is that then?
I think, can I say it?
Yeah, sure. It's not
Oh.
a rat. It's a rabbit. Well, looks very nice, right?
Yeah,
it looks amazing.
No. What are you going to do?
He wants to erase it.
No,
Oh,
no.
yeah.
No. Save it and start a new save it.
Yes.
These are
And
very
start a new
important.
black
These
black
are very
document.
important documents, of course. These
Yeah, well, we have to
Yes,
save
sir.
everything. So now next one
You go, man.
and then save it and start a blank document. Yeah. There's also different colors and different well, pen wipes, the line, the thickness. So, well, you should try it, but
I should have made mine a wife, the rabbit.
well, you could have, but
He deliberately
it speaks
draws
for
an animal
itself.
we don't know the English word for.
What the?
It looks like an
Just a duck.
looks like the beast from Sesame Street.
Kino.
Yeah.
Nice.
Big Bird.
It's
You're
the
standing
duck.
in front of
It's
it, I guess.
the plane.
Right. Yeah, it's a bird. But what kind of bird?
It doesn't draw
Do we have to
circles that easy.
You have to push harder.
Yeah. Just a bit childish, a bit
Do we have
You need your
do we
angle.
have to name the specific species of the bird?
No, I don't. It's just a bird.
Well,
Well,
save the document and then a new blank document for Thijs. Thijs will
Here you
choose
go.
a new color and a new pen wipe, so
Why
we can
do
all
I have
see
to
it.
do the difficult task?
No, well, first, yeah.
And it's all
And then you go to format, I think.
Current
And
color.
current color, and I find a new, well, you choose
I
a new
like,
color.
and they don't have pink. Oh, crap. Oh, yeah. I think this is
And a new pen wipe, also format. It's not like in paint.
Huh?
Line wipe, and you can choose a
Line
nice
width.
with each other.
50. And I can draw.
Yeah. So, just the way, that's the way you do it. It's quite easy.
It's a pussy cat. Good.
Oh, pussy.
Oh.
The line width is too thick, but
Well, then you change it. And erase things.
It's big.
It's
smiles nicely.
Super big.
Now I exchange lines.
One. So. These are whiskers, you know.
Yeah, we know.
Well, I think it's obvious right now.
Yes, alright. It's cat.
It looks great.
Meow. if this isn't obvious.
Well.
Just save it.
Yeah,
I'll
save it.
Alright, save.
And start a new blank document.
Here, blank.
Yep. So, that's what we're going to use when we need it.
Well, I feel comfortable
well
now.
It's terrific.
It's the group spirit.
Yeah, that's it. We're one big happy family now. Well, then the serious stuff. We want to sell it at €25 internationally. So we don't know what exactly it is in dollars, but €25. Our profit aim is worldwide €50 million. So I didn't exactly calculate how much we have to sell. We want to keep it our cost at €12.50. So keep that in mind when we talk about our materials and stuff,
right,
and marketing research. Now then we can sit down and discuss what do we think about our current remote controls, first ideas about design, about aim, the market, etc.
Right.
So we can sit down because presentation can wait. You can take notes. And well, who has some remarks about the current remote controls?
Well, I didn't have to prepare anything about
it. No, I did.
It's not my task to talk about the experience with current remote controls.
Well, just we're at four. If we just
have
one.
It's important to look at the remote controls of our competitors. Get the good points, try to merge them into one universal remote control.
Yeah.
On our corporate side, I saw a new DVD player we're going to produce.
Yep.
Maybe it's important to make it compatible with the DVD player.
That would be a nice idea, yes.
So you can use your television and your DVD player with the same remote control.
Yep.
Furthermore, it's important to make it acceptable for the whole world, for different cultures, maybe, because we want to settle for 50 million.
Yes, 50 million is our aim to profit. So
a lot of people have to be able to use it.
Yeah. But the buttons have to have international recognizable buttons.
Yeah, that's right.
Yes.
Numbers and with every culture and people in the country.
I'll make notes and then maybe I'll put it in the project folder when I'm done. Just well,
we shouldn't have too many buttons.
That's right. You don't use the half of them. That's culture international.
Maybe you can make one button to switch between DVD player and TV, and make the other buttons multi-functional or something.
Yeah, so it doesn't become too complicated.
Yeah, right.
Yep. And maybe we do we even have more than just a DVD player. Don't we have other
we should maybe compatible with
we also just released a TFT
I
saw
kind of standard TFT.
Yeah.
So it also looks nice.
Yeah.
And I think the people who will buy our remotes already have some experience with the US, so we can keep
most people
doing
that.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't have to be, but
we can.
Well, it's a new remote, and you don't buy a remote if you don't have anything to control with it.
Except if we deliver it together with our DVD.
Yeah, we need to keep it consistent with other DVDs.
Yeah, because we look at competitors and if we pick up the good things about that and give it a nice design.
Yeah, but it's
as we
just
at the same time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we could use another form or shape or color.
Yeah, the shape will have to be recognized. I thought about the like most remote controls are a long box shaped thing.
Yeah.
Where you can make it triangle shaped.
More oval or something.
Oval.
Mm.
We can use it as a game pad. One hand has the beer, the other hand.
No, the young people want something different than this.
Well,
yep.
We already
quite important.
One of our aims is that it has to be original and trendy.
It has to be
so.
Yeah, but you still have to know it's remote, not
There has been done a lot of research about remotes. We can imagine because it's a long time on the market. So
yeah.
The form will have been tested out. So
yeah, so the long box shape thing must be useful.
Yes.
Or
well,
else it would be
for me personally, I have a lot of remotes at home, but those ones that have a round ending and just in a square middle, I don't like to use them. I it has to fit my hand.
Yeah.
When it falls over it, and then the button that I use most has to be here. It fits your hand, and then you just push the button that you use most.
I don't
think
it's a long box shape.
Why not?
It has to be custom made for the hand.
Yeah,
that's a
few. Those new DVD players on the market do have those.
You can make it another shape, but then you have.
No, if you look at new Philips, the new remotes aren't box shaped. It's all old fashioned.
Yeah.
Yeah, well,
okay,
what do you suggest then?
Well, most of them are full and thicker at the end. And
yeah, right.
But thinner.
It fits
to
your
the other end.
Well, but it's still then the long box, but then with some round.
It has that shape that it fits your hand.
Yeah, all right, but
that's
it's still a sort of box. Yeah, it has a round box, but in the end, it's still a box. So that's what I mean.
Yeah, but it has to fit your hand.
Yeah,
it shouldn't be too boxy, you know.
No, I don't mean an entire box like square, but also with round edges, of course. But in at the end, it's still this long.
Yeah, it should be
box shape with convenient round shapes.
Right, maybe something like this, or and then
a
button here
to
switch
like
between different systems, like DVD player, and so you can
a big recognizable button on top or something.
Yeah, right. And I do think we have to keep this kind of a there.
Yeah.
With the numbers. And
we have 5 minutes left, so
the button should also be not too small, not too big for us.
Yes.
Not too close.
But it should be
possible
to make it apparent that there are two functions for every button.
Yeah.
So
there
has to be some space between the buttons.
Yeah, of course. To have icons to explain the different functions.
Right.
Yeah.
And maybe if you use codes.
Oh
yeah. I just think maybe we can use like on cell phones those forms.
Yeah,
you can put on them.
That's
so you can customize your own remote with different colors or paint job.
Sounds nice. Yes.
I think we have to talk also about the materials.
Well, it's just about our first ideas now. So I think individually we'll have to come up with ideas for the next meeting about these materials and markets, etc. Yes.
It's important to note that all the decisions.
Well, 30 minutes we have.
Mm-hmm.
So this is about what we're going to do. You get specific instructions when you're back in your room.
Mm-hmm.
So it's logical, I think.
No problem.
Oh, and that's all. So we'll just get a notice that the meeting is over.
Now we can still talk about the materials. We have some minutes left. I wrote down the case should be plastic, of course, hard plastic.
Yeah.
The button should be rubber, I think. it shouldn't be too heavy.
Well, I have had remotes that they had the function of the buttons was about a layer over the buttons, and when I had used it much, it was gone.
Yeah.
It has to be made in the buttons, I think. It has to not be loose.
And of course, there are several electrical cables in it to connect things.
Is there a universal way of transmitting from the remote to the televisions? All about.
I think so. It's.
It's not that in China it's
standard
different.
Way.
Infrared
beam is.
But you can have, of course, different between DVDs and televisions.
Yes,
and
we make a universal remote, so it has to work with all kinds of brands.
But RTVs are mostly made in China and that sort of thing.
Probably, yeah. China rules.
User presses a button and then an infrared beam. But the signals, television set, accordingly, that's pretty obvious.
Are we going with the frontiers idea?
Well, I think we can look into that in the next
universal.
Yeah.
And you can always use a front on it. You can use the display.
Yes.
But you can.
Well, just you get a normal front with it, but you can change them when you buy them.
Right.
And we should dispatch those kind of fronts around the world. So. Well, those 50 million don't sell itself. So we have to make some extra effort, like for us.
But the standard front will be just gray or something.
Yeah,
simple color, not very flashy.
Well,
well,
it has to fit the television and DVD sets we are going to sell. So they are black and silver. Black and silver. So.
Standard. But people often don't like bright colors or something.
Yeah.
We have to make it gray.
Well, young people.
Yeah, but then you might use a front.
Well, if you have a television room for little children and you make if you buy a pink front, they'll love it.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah.
But that's marketing research. You can ask.
I will test it.
Yes. Well, our user interface, you can I don't know what your specific instructions will be, but probably about the position of the buttons and those kind of things, and what buttons will have to be on the remote, and you will look into the technical design and form, I think.
Something also
like
the look and feel of the remote social media.
What's the URL of the website?
You went to the company website.
Well,
yeah,
it's
just
if
you start up your internet.
Finish meeting now! Alright.
Well, we'll go to back.
I think you're going to miss out.
It's great.
Next meeting is?
In 30 minutes, but
I think you will be warned. So
to get over here, I'll have to restore
my desktop.
Just only broke.
It's half of the normal size.
All right.